Producer's note, we've had technical difficulties with muting our host's microphone, and we apologize profusely for the rather annoying background noise in this podcast.
We can't do it as an individual. It just doesn't carry the weight. But 400 communities aggregating and asking for local wind power and solar power, that's really powerful.
Oak Park, a suburb of Chicago, is one of hundreds of Illinois towns using their authority to buy electricity in bulk on behalf of its residential and small business customers. So far, most communities have used the policy, known as community choice aggregation, to negotiate for less expensive electricity compared to the default electric utility. Some have tried to focus on clean energy. To explain the challenges of getting green power as a small city, I'm joined this week by Casey Doyle, outgoing sustainability manager from the city of Oak Park. I'm John Farrell, and this is Local Energy Rules, a podcast sharing powerful stories of successful local renewable energy and exposing the policy and practical barriers to its expansion.
Casey, welcome to the program.
Thank you, John.
Casey, could you just tell us a little bit about what motivated Oak Park and so many other communities to look at doing this notion of buying electricity on behalf of all of its small customers?
Good question. So the law was enacted actually in 2009, but not a lot of communities knew about it. The word started getting out in 2010, and a couple of communities along the Mississippi River, really small, like 5,000 and less population communities, aggregated, and the word spread that they were saving lots of money compared to ComEd's default rate. Aggregation is this idea of bundling your electric accounts and going out to bid for a cheaper electric supply rate. The idea being the more numbers in your aggregation, the better the price that you can attract. And it also offers for the very first time residents the ability to choose what kind of power supply they want. Something they can't do when they're on the default rate, or they really couldn't do even if they went out to a third party supplier all by themselves and asked for something. So it was this two-prong idea of saving money and possibly having an effect on what kind of power supply you had that really attracted me. I, in turn, talked to the village manager, and he green-lighted the idea of presenting this to the Board of Trustees. One of the things that we could have done with our aggregation program, and some communities had done this, was to carve a little bit out of the savings that the community was going to realize and set up an energy efficiency fund and offer free energy audits, for example, or replace the village's streetlights with LEDs, you know, something along those lines. So I gathered all this information and presented it to the board in December of 2011. And what I was asking them to do was to approve a resolution to allow a referendum. Does the citizenry of Oak Park want to pursue community choice aggregation? And they voted yes, their basic reasoning being, listen, it's not our decision. We should offer this idea to the residents and see if they're interested. So we put it on the ballot in April of 2012.
In the plan that was presented to Oak Park residents, did you have a component then kind of carving out those energy savings for an efficiency fund or for renewables or kind of what did you have in mind?
Mm-hmm. Once the vote was approved, we began doing our research and held two public hearings as well as a number of other public meetings to really gather insight into what the community wanted us to do. Were they simply interested in the best price possible? Were they interested in this idea of going out for a greener power supply? And the answer was overwhelmingly, and typically Oak Park, yes, we want the best price possible, and yes, we want renewable energy as our power mix. In fact, we want it to be all renewable energy. We requested that when we go out to RFP that we ask for 100% green power supply. There was some discussion about creating an energy efficiency fund, but in hindsight, I don't think we emphasized that piece of it. You know, John, there was so much in terms of learning curve. So when we went to the board in the fall of 2011 and showed them our plan of operation and governance and highlighted what the programs were in it, we immediately got feedback from one board member who said, you know, I don't think we've talked about this energy efficiency fund idea. I think this is going to end up looking like a tax. But they move forward with creating the aggregation program and approving us to go out to bid the next day for a price for green energy, and specifically 100% wind RECs.
So what are these RECs, and how does the renewable energy get delivered to Oak Park?
Mm-hmm. So RECs stands for Renewable Energy Credit. And what that is buying the environmental benefit of an already built or established wind farm in our energy market area. Illinois is part of the PJM market. So our wind RECs were from that area. In order to make sure that you're buying something of value, there's a whole system that certifies these RECs and ensures that they are coming from, you know, wind farms, and that when you purchase them, they're retired, no one else can buy them. So no, that we are not getting wind power through our electric sockets. We're getting the same mix as everyone in Northern Illinois is getting from ComEd. But we can say we offset that purchase with the purchase of wind RECs. Does that make sense?
Perfectly. Yeah, you know, some people have said that this practice of buying RECs is not as green as it could be, in the sense that, you know, these wind power facilities, wherever they are in the PJM territory, you know, they were already built, they were already operating. And so you're not necessarily like offsetting more fossil fuels. You know, what's your response to folks who say things like that?
Well, and that's a valid point, but keep in mind that that was really our only choice at the time. And it still remains our best choice because we're getting ready to go out to contract for the next year. So my answer is yes, that's a fairly accurate analysis. However, there is the ability to purchase renewable energies if you're a large enough aggregation, like the city of Chicago, for example. Well, they can deal directly with a renewable source. They can go right to the generator and say, we want to buy your power to cover our huge load for the next year or two. And the other way that you can buy renewable energy is to enter into a long-term contract that would generate new power. We aren't big enough, and we are, we're a local government entity run, you know, and we are run by a board of elected officials who have a 6-year term. They're not going to enter into a 10-year contract. That just does not sit well with public officials for good reason. So the setup isn't really conducive for an aggregation program to deal directly with a renewable energy power source. But we're taking baby steps toward that. For example, you can get into an aggregate of aggregation. Go to your neighboring communities or communities that look just like you and talk about this idea. If you get to be big enough, maybe you can request things the way the city of Chicago did and purchase renewables that way.
I know when a lot of the communities like Oak Park first started offering aggregation, one of the advantages was, I think ComEd had a bunch of long-term contracts for expensive power that had yet to expire. Mm-hmm. So there was a great chance to jump on some cost savings. But it sounds like, you know, you're mostly going out for these RFPs for a fairly short period of time. Is that ever going to come back and be a problem for Oak Park or for other aggregations where maybe ComEd is out there signing long-term contracts and they're going to have a better price?
That's a really good question. In fact, I was at a Prairie State Sustainability Network conference today, and one of our workshops was on aggregation, and that exact question came up because, you know, one of the advantages of signing a contract that's 2 or 3 years is that you spread the risk out of fluctuating prices over a longer term. So while you might be more expensive than ComEd 1 year, you're cheaper than it for 2 years or something like that. There's a little bit of safety in going for a 3-year contract, given the new environment that we're dealing with, the new market that we're dealing with. And I think there are some communities that are very interested in 3-year contracts to do just that. Our board was only interested in a 1-year contract at this point.
Sort of jumping back to something you raised a few minutes ago about this idea of the aggregation of aggregations, you know, multiple cities getting together. Has there been further conversation about that? You know, like you said, you know, Chicago has the power to go out and really ask for more directly what they want because of the number of customers they have. Is Oak Park have plans to partner up with other cities, or are there other groups getting together already?
So one of the things that we did this year that was kind of unique was we joined something called the Reverse Auction Platform. The Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus offered this to communities who were going back out to bid as kind of a way to get that best price possible. The idea being that similarly situated towns and villages would get together and go out to bid at the same time in a live auction format. So the suppliers are on a website bidding against each other in real time. The trick to that is that you really do need aggregations that are close to each other in profile. So I don't necessarily have to aggregate with my next door neighbors, but we do have to have similar energy use profiles. Our housing has to be around the same size, and our lifestyles have to be somewhat similar, you know, that we're all going to work in the morning and then coming home in the afternoon and the evening, so that our usage looks the same. That's attractive to suppliers. The more alike you are, the easier a time they have in bidding on your aggregation. Well, we were able to get on this platform with Niles, Illinois. I don't know of any others that have joined yet. I haven't checked recently with the Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus, but that's the idea. Other communities have banded together. There is a North Shore aggregation of communities. There is a group in like the Rockford area, I believe, and then one also in Southern Illinois. And they've been very successful because the size of these grouped communities is so large that they've gotten very attractive prices. I think there was one in the 4 cent range down in Southern Illinois.
What advice would you offer to either other communities in Illinois or, you know, cities who are considering this in other states, looking at both this idea of aggregation for electricity savings, but, you know, these other issues around efficiency or renewables?
What they want to do is keep in mind that the price delta has shrunk. That ComEd's rate is going to look very similar to theirs when they go back out to auction or bid. And that what they need to do is find a way to make their aggregation program a value add to their residents. And what we talked about at our conference today was the idea of adding energy efficiency programming or other kinds of demand response programming that would be suitable for an aggregated community. And then another one is this idea of asking for a price for renewables. You don't have to sign on to it, but I think it's worth it for every single community to ask the question, because what you're doing there is you're showing the suppliers and the energy industry as a whole that you have a very, very interested community in supporting the local renewable energy industry. That's powerful information for decision makers, legislators, the Illinois Power Agency. This is the way we as communities and we as residents communicate that concept to folks who are in those decision-making arenas. We can't do it as an individual. It just doesn't carry the weight. But 400 communities aggregating and asking for local wind power and solar power, that's really powerful. And then the final piece that I think is really important to emphasize is this idea of community. We did this really great thing together. We banded together, we went out for a cheaper price, and we saved a ton of money. In the case of Oak Park, it was almost $5 million in a two-year time period. I don't know of another program that has done that for residents of our community. That's powerful information and makes you feel really good that you did something like that as a community. There's a lot of pride around that. And so how can you continue to tap into that pride? I think that's what we're going to be emphasizing too, is just this idea of community pride around the aggregation program.
Casey, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me about it. It's exciting what you're doing in Oak Park, or what you've done in Oak Park.
Thank you.
We wish you the best in your new position.
Great. Thank you, Don. Take care.
That was John Farrell, ILSR's Director of Democratic Energy, speaking with Casey Doyle, outgoing Sustainability Manager of Oak Park, Illinois, in March 2014. If you made it to the end of this podcast, give yourself a hand. We promise to do a better job filtering out background noise in future episodes. You can learn more about the policy called Community Choice Aggregation from ILSR's 2009 report at ILSR.org, from our previous podcast episode with Dawn Wise of Marine Clean Energy, and from our article on using renewable energy credits called Greening or Greenwashing. Until next time, keep your energy local, and thanks for listening.